Farooq, coming towards the close of day two now at Trent Bridge. India bowled out for 457 and England struggling in reply. Just give us your take on another extraordinary day of Test cricket.
Well, I mean, the last wicket stand for India completely got English heads down because they just didn't know what to do after the tail end is out. So over a partnership of 100 runs on a wicket that's wearing all the time. And of course, Alistair Cook, I think he's definitely short of confidence. A man who doesn't know where his next stump is. You know, he'll comprehend to the ball on the next side. And that's Joe. He batted with like a batsman with no confidence. And unfortunately, he's English captain. But, you know, numbers two and three, Ballant and Robson are carrying on. And, you know, they're salvaging. Nothing, they're not, you know, setting the world on fire. But they're plodding slowly. And England are about 30 odd now for one. 37 for one. Mm-hmm. That's the story today. You know, the Indian bowlers are not looking very effective. They're looking okay. You know, Mohammad Shami has bowled a decent length. Jadeja has come on and bowled the first over. And I think a lot will depend on him. I reckon India have made a wrong decision in dropping Ashwin because he would have been very, very useful on this track. He's uneven bounce and the ball pitching in the rough. But India is a judgment with the wisdom. I've dropped him and picked Binny instead. I think Binny will be pretty innocuous on this track. You know, but let's wait and see what happens tomorrow. Almost at the end of the day today. Jadeja is perhaps going the penultimate over. So, you know, England is just very content defending it, you know, at that thing, the close of play. The score now, England are 37 for 1. And India were all out for 457. England's first duty is to try to avoid the follow-up. And that will be playing heavily on Alistair Cook's mind, you know. So that's how they should be going about.
When we spoke this morning, Farooq, you said between 450 and 500 would be India's goal, which they achieved, but nobody really thought they would do it the way they did. Bhuvnesh Kumar and Mohammad Shami.
Yeah, well, that was really a target, you see, 450. And they achieved that target. So they did, you know, they did all right. Thanks to the tail end.
And Alistair Cook, you've spoken a bit about him.
Yeah, I think he's a man who lacks a bit of confidence, you know. And, well, I don't know what the future holds for him.
And this is therefore a huge challenge for England to, as you say, the first
Absolutely.
Thing they have to do is avoid the follow-up and then try and get back in the game. Just finally, for Cook, I thought it was a little bit unlucky to me, sort of bowled off his thigh pad. Did you sort of have a view
well,
on that?
Well, the thing is, he didn't know where his leg stump was. That's the trouble. You see, and that shows lack of confidence to me. When a batsman doesn't know where his leg stump is, had he not clipped his pad, the stump would have been uprooted out of the ground. So obviously he was not covering his leg stump. He was not covering all three stumps. And that shows that he was concentrating more on the offside. It shows lack of confidence, in short. You know, one can't help but feel sorry for him. His bad form has continued. But let's hope for English supporters and for England that his form comes too soon.